Welcome to Diaries of a Data Scientist, our podcast in which we share about what's important to break into data science, provide valuable insights also for senior data scientists, and invite interesting guests from different data science areas. We're Yasmin and Kate, we're both data scientists and mentors working in industry, and we are sharing here our thoughts and experiences. Let's go!
Hi guys, this is Yasmin and Kate from Diaries of a Data Scientist, and today we're having a very special sixth episode, I would say, because firstly, today is December 25th, a wonderful day, and the second part is that today we're actually talking about not about a data science, but about how we actually started our journey with the podcast. I guess after launching our very first episode on LinkedIn, Yasmin, you got kind of some feedbacks that people got interested how we actually started doing this about a software, about a hardware. And this is something that we're going to share today.
Exactly. A lot of people have asked us how we do our podcast routine. So this is us talking about this right now.
Yes.
And yeah, and that's why we saved this special episode also for as a kind of holiday special, as a kind of gift to our audience. And maybe you also start thinking if you would like to do your own podcast or any other kind of like audio production.
Yep. And while I don't forget about the to say that we are having today a very special outfit. So that is why I definitely will recommend every one of you to go to the YouTube. And please, guys, do not search for DOTS because it is like abbreviation. Please search for Diaries of a Data Scientist and you will find us on the kind of first row because we got feedback that people having problems with that. So please do this other way around.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, then let's get started. Let's get right in. So maybe, Kate, let's start with our motivation of why we're actually doing this podcast.
I guess this is the most tasty part for me. Maybe we would have different little bit motivations, but we kind of align on that. And if it's fine for you, that I will start with mine.
Absolutely.
Because I remember how it kind of getting growing inside of me. This kind of inspiration. So we are both mentors. And I guess we are both passionate about data science and about teaching, guiding new talents. And for me, once I got into the mentorships, I saw that people started asking pretty much all the time the same questions. It doesn't matter where they are from, but the questions are kind of the same all the time. And that is why I thought, okay, if one person has already asked me that kind of question, it means, I mean, I can assume that there are thousands of people struggling with the same issue. And that is why I was like, okay, maybe let's start putting out posts firstly on LinkedIn and then maybe articles on Medium. I know, Yasmin, you're doing the same. And that afterwards, as a step further, I was like, okay, maybe it's even better to have a like broader audience and put it into the podcast. So this is how it started inside of me. What about you?
Yeah, it's actually not too different. I've been doing the mentoring for over 4 years now, and I also did discuss with some of the other mentors, should we maybe write a small book together, like to publish exactly, you know, some of these commonly asked questions, start writing on Medium. And then at the same time, since around about like 1 year, I really got into audiobooks. Like I'm a huge book fan, but I don't find the time to just sit down like and read the book physically and then having audiobooks and being able to do some other things at home at the same time, for example, or like just driving was for me the perfect kind of like revelation. And the same with actually podcasts then at the same time. And I really got fascinated by it. And then summer this year, I had the opportunity to actually be a guest on the podcast of BI or Die, which I really, really enjoyed.
I love
and,
that.
I mean, yeah, at the same time, Kate, we were meeting for the first time face to face. And it just Definitely. Immediately clicked for me. And I was like, we have to start something together. And yes. I think we pretty much like got to the podcast thing very, very soon, at, right? In starting our discussions. Yes.
At the kind of, I remember our first, let's say, Trifix meeting, when we just started talking about the ideas, the motivation, to understand if we kind of have the same goals with that. And I was not even thinking about that, oh, this might go wrong, perhaps. Maybe we will not align on the ideas. I thought, okay, well, we can discuss it, of course, but it's going to be the same.
Exactly. And I think the motto we had was, we just want to produce valuable content for our audience, and we want to focus on that as much as we can. And mm-hmm. of course, also with a podcast, there are like some processes running around it. But I think mm-hmm. we also felt it's less overhead than when you're, for example, having a big Instagram account, where basically it's all about how you package things, how you produce the reels and your stories, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. less about the actual content, to be honest. And that was for yeah. us the key reason why we choose podcast as a format, as the main format, really to focus on valuable content for our listeners.
Yeah. And I don't know how is that for you, Yasmin, but for me, I'm much better with speaking than with writing things. I guess that I've told you that I'm just giving the best thoughts out of my brains when I'm talking. And I don't, like, the most important thing that I don't have to think while I'm talking in order to have this. But, like, once I have to put something on the paper, it's just not working. It's not that it's not working, but it's something that I have to put a lot of efforts and time in order to make the same thing as I'm doing while speaking. Is it a same for you or not? Yeah?
I think I'm actually quite decent writer and I enjoy writing a lot. But I mm-hmm. think I've grown a bit impatient over the years. Mm-hmm. With like writing an article, you actually have to sit down. And then, I mean, also for the podcast, we're structuring our thoughts and we're having pre-discussions and our Shafix and, mm-hmm. and we're taking notes and so on, right? But I feel you see a more immediate result with the podcast. True. So, yeah, that's why I feel right now podcast is the best format for us. But I do enjoy writing a lot as well, I have to say. Okay.
It's amazing. Maybe that, like, later I will need to ask you how you kind of keep the motivation to do that.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that's the thing, right? You have to really be even more committed and motivated mm-hmm. to regularly do the articles, for example, on Medium and or on LinkedIn. And sometimes you just, like, I feel you don't mm-hmm. have the passion in you at that very moment, right?
I remember you touched the point talking about the audience that we... Mm-hmm. We thought about giving the valuable content for the audience, but I guess also what a part of the podcast journey for us was to find the actually target audience. And I think it was...
Oh, wow. We had a lot of discussions on this one.
Yeah. Not like even one Trifix, right? We had, I don't know how many, like 2-3 Trifixes in order to understand the audience for us. Yeah. And there was also pretty fun, like maybe we can talk a little bit about our strategy, how pretty much we put our contacts into the episodes, is that because we are having our mentees and we are working as data scientists in the industry, we kind of observe a lot of questions and a lot of challenges that people face with, and that we take it and put it out to the podcast. That is why kind of the audience was already predefined, because we took our questions from our mentees, sort of. But still, we had to talk a lot about this.
Yeah, and I feel like for me, there's not this one single audience or like consistent group that we have. I feel like we have two group mm-hmm. of audiences. One being exactly like you say, Kate, mostly career starters, younger folks, students wanting to break into data science, or also like people who are maybe like already a bit into their career, but want to transition and break into data science from that standpoint. And that's, I think, where most of our mentees' perspectives are coming from. On the other side, we also discuss, right, that we also want to provide valuable insights for more senior data scientists and more experienced data scientists. And that's where also a lot of this, like, more soft skills and career development talks we're going to have next year as well is going to, right? So that is one part. And just from a geographic standpoint, I also think it makes sense to somewhat, like, find your niche. We do have this podcast talks in English, which makes a lot of sense because all of the data science material anyway is kind of per default in English. But from a geographic standpoint, Kate, you and me both, we've been studying in Germany, we've been working in Germany. So I think just from our experience, we're mostly talking about the European kind of style of working in companies and especially here more in the German-speaking areas.
Yep. And that is why for us, as a, one of the challenge points, I guess, for us is still that we have to somehow adapt our speaking pace to the audience level. Yes.
This also. We were like far too fast with our first two episodes in talking. And that's like coming already to one of the pieces of advice, right? Get yourself feedback and really honest, brutal feedback as soon as possible. And, you know, just being very transparent here. For me, it was my mother who just said immediately after the first episode, Yasmin, if you're not start talking slower, I'm not going to listen anymore to your podcast.
So, love your mom.
greetings go out to you, mom. I hope you still hear it. And... Yeah, that was for us the point in time. Yeah, but in general, really get feedback as much as you can. And as you know, we're doing this as a side activity, right? So both, Kate, you and me, we're both working full time. And that's why we're usually having our show fixes like once a week on Saturday, just to meet up and
discuss.
Really, you have to manage your time. And I think, Kate, you've published a great article on that actually last week, right? Where you also wrote about how you can balance. Life and learning and working time. So really, you do have to manage your time, like with anything else.
Definitely. Also, since you guide like a little bit into the industry topic, perhaps I would love to add two points as well. Is that the first part is that we also were sure to clarify that with our managers. And that is important. And actually, we got a lot of support from our managers because it is right now, like, you know, we were perceived as very passionate people in data science, but right now, I guess it is even more broader that we in this field because we naturally love that. And the second part is
maybe the branding side, right? So what you are discussing is like, of course, it's something that does help and support your self-branding, which is very important nowadays. It's not enough to just be a great data scientist. You also have to make yourself visible. And of course, your manager should help you with that. But I think also part of the responsibility falls to you as the employee. And on the other side, of course, even though this podcast is completely unrelated from our employer, it's definitely not hurting the brand of our employer because, as mentioned, we saw a lot of support. And I think it's great to also then hear that there are two passionate data scientists. And then, of course, we're being asked the question of people look up on LinkedIn where you're working. So I think also the company has something from it.
Yeah, definitely. Yasmin, thank you. You're kind of reading my thoughts through the internet connection right now.
And that is perfect transition to one other point that we definitely wanted to highlight today, which is if you're doing the podcast together with another person and it's not like a solo podcast or you're only inviting guests, but you're the one host, really you have to check and to be comfortable working with the other person in the podcast and just also match from a chemistry standpoint, Kate. And I think that's what is definitely the thing for us, right? That's why it has also been such fun. But it would be too sad, you know, that if you're building up something great with another person and then you can't continue this and you have like to stop working on that or you need to change the brand because you're getting in a dispute with each other. That would be too sad. So
definitely
also try to see be really transparent. And it's, we're not saying that you have to be like 100% identical twins in terms of your value and your perspective, mm-hmm. right? But it's important mm-hmm. to understand each other, have empathy, and just be very transparent of what you're trying mm-hmm. to achieve here.
Mm-hmm. I cannot agree more, honestly. Just mean with the last sentence that you said, that you don't have to be twins. Because I've just like have a 1 second thought about that, that kind of comparing, if we're going to compare both of us, that you are more like gentle with discussions and you're really good at cutting corners. And I sometimes feel that I'm just like bombard people. And this is how we kind of, you know, balance. And this is awesome.
So we discussed as of now our motivation and then also what discussions we had in order to define your target audience, which is a very important step. And that mm-hmm. was actually the first thing we did, defining our target audience or audiences, mm-hmm. as we now heard. And based mm-hmm. on this, we thought about, of course, what is the name of our podcast and also what should be the branding, because what is important to know. It's very likely not being enough to just publish a podcast on Spotify or Apple, because yeah. nobody is going to find it there and it's just randomly starting to search for mm-hmm. your specific podcast. So mm-hmm. you need a channel to bring in your audience to your podcast. And for us, Kate and me, we've been choosing to do that on LinkedIn mainly. Mm-hmm. We're also starting about other channels, right? But I mm-hmm. think LinkedIn is our main.
Is the main one.
Like, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you need to have like a coherent brand and like title yeah. and logo and so on. This helps a lot. I think it's very important. And I think in total, we worked 8 or 9 show fixes, really just in this preparation work. So it was like 8 or 9 weeks before yeah. we actually put thought about, okay, what is going to be our first episode?
Yes, definitely. So yeah. I remember it was the target audience that... The most important thing was kind of to attract people with the branding, with the logo, with the colors, with the fonts. How are we going to do this? On which platforms are we going to do that? And we spent a lot of time on that and going, maybe link this to the, if you're not doing the podcast by yourself, but with a person, the second person also comes to the play, to the game. And you have to be, again, aligned on that. So it shouldn't be like, oh, I want to have red color, and a second person, oh, I want to have a green color. So you have to also be kind of coherent in this part as well.
And then like there's like some additional layer, which is the whole point around what is the legal side to things? Because yes. you can't just take any font. You can't just, you know, use... Mm-hmm. any kind of logo which maybe is too similar to someone else's logo, and also with your like say name of the podcast name. Your title, you have to check, is the name already taken or not? And this sounds very easy, but it's actually not. And so we did also put quite some work into finding like license-free or mm-hmm. copyright-free audio like for the intro, outro of our podcast, yes. finding license-free font for our brand logo. And yes. just trying to make sure that if ultimately we're doing this also in a more commercial way, mm-hmm. that we would be okay to also use this in a commercial situation. Mm-hmm. And that is not that easy, but very, very luckily, there are great websites out there where you can really look for exactly that, like copyright-free music you can also use for anything, any video you put on YouTube, which is something yes. we additionally do, right? It's actually mm-hmm. not an audio-only podcast, but we actually do is the name Vlogcast? Video podcast?
Vlogcast?
Not 100% sure, but...
I'm not sure.
So I yeah. think now we're turning more into the area of talking about software, because, I mean, we're still yes. data scientists, so let's talk about software and our technology supporting us.
We're going to put all of those links in the description below to the video on the YouTube and also to the Spotify and Apple description. So you can find us like pretty much below the video. And right now we're just going to go through the main software parts. And I need to have a cheat sheet in front of my eyes. Otherwise, I will forget about
this. Absolutely. And also disclaimer, like in case any of these services needs to be paid, we pay this by ourselves. We're not being sponsored. So this is, we're like maybe supporting one of these websites more than the others, but this is like unpaid yes. advertisements in that case.
So let's start maybe with the how we created the logos. What do you think? I'm just looking at the first yes. point and I see Figma and all visuals that we have. So pretty much all the writing that we have for the podcast logo, for the LinkedIn banners. What else did we have for the YouTube as well? So pretty much
thumbnails,
we were here.
Creating thumbnails yes. for our videos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for that, we're using Figma. And if I'm not mistaken, it is a free version. So we didn't have to pay anything for that, right? We were yes. working on your Yasmin workspace, I would put it like this.
Yeah, yeah. And I also checked the yeah. licenses there. And then in mm-hmm. addition for the actual logo, we got some inspiration from a website called Smashing Logo, which is an mm-hmm. AI-supported logo mm-hmm. generator. I think in the end, we did not go with anything close to that and yes. went for something which is more leaner in looks. But what we did, for example, to align on the, say, coloring side, we had mm-hmm. different brand colors in mind. And in the end, we mm-hmm. had two, I think, which were like in the close competition, one being the blueberry one.
Yes.
We call this internally blueberry, which is like this bluish, which in the end yeah. made it. And the other mm-hmm. one was a more sage mint yes. looking green logo, mm-hmm. which was also nice. But in the end, we said, okay, the bluish one looks more like tech. We like this more.
The second part, let's maybe also mention about the articles, because we're not native speakers, yes. And that is why it is also important to be responsible, I guess, for the content that you provide, as well as for the text, mm-hmm. for the words. And in our case, the posts on LinkedIn, it's kind of your tool to get to the people's heart. And for that, we were writing our own text and that reported into the ChatGPT. Yasmin, you had a plus version of that. And we were going through the grammar, through the engagement of the posts in order to make it better. For our listeners.
Yeah, and we also used it a lot to basically get some inspiration. What would be mm-hmm. the advantages, disadvantages about having different target audience? We also used it a bit of brainstorming on what could be nice titles based on the attributes of our audiences and what we wanted to convey and so mm-hmm. on. So I think also at some point we actually had the discussion around if we should especially a target female data scientists and women in tech. Mm-hmm. Since, you know, like we're two also women in tech and we were very passionate about this topic as well. But in the end, we kind of decided focusing on the content and the value we want to provide, we don't want to limit this to like one gender specifically.
Yeah.
And said, yeah, in the end, we want to have the situation that women in tech are just as normal as guys in tech, as males mm-hmm. in tech, right? And that's why mm-hmm. we said, in order to create this vision, let's not differentiate. And we still hope, of course, to be role models, nevertheless, for like young women trying to break into data science, especially, mm-hmm. but we don't want to highlight that too much in our content.
Yeah, true. So maybe to summarize that, so first step is that we were using Smash Logo and Figma in order to create our brands, banners, fonts, colors, and so on and so forth. The second part is regarding the writing text, ideas, generations, asking questions, if it is legal or not even. We're using ChatGPT as a kind of back support. And then I guess we're coming to the third part is when you put out the first episode or like maybe put out the first teaser as announcement that we are going actually to start the podcast. We were using the voice enhancer in
Adobe
order
voice
to,
enhancer yeah
yeah mm-hmm. in order to remove all background noises.
Yes, we recorded it outside, I remember, and mm-hmm. I mean it would have been okay for LinkedIn, but with this Adobe voice enhancer where you also have this like free version for up to a certain amount of minutes of audio, I think it's 30 minutes or so, it just gave it this more professional sound that you don't yeah. that you usually then only get like with better equipment, and we're gonna get to the hardware section in mm-hmm. a second. But I think also what's very important, right, so we do use Notion to organize our Shafixes, organize the content, note down any kind of ideas related to the mm-hmm. podcast. And since Kate and me, we are also not in the same geographic location,
yes.
we actually really have to have a full remote setup. And mm-hmm. that leads us to the next thing. How do we actually record the podcast being in a remote setup. We can't just every week strive to get together in person.
True.
So, Kate, do you want to talk a little bit more about our, say, actual podcast software?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And for that, we also used a little bit of help from the ChatGPT side, while Yasmin had still a plus version of that. Pretty much, we were considering three different platforms, which is Riverside, and I'm not sure about
Zencastr and Squadcast.
We considered firstly three different platforms. And as a first setup, we just tried, I would say, all of them. And we didn't pay for that because like they had free free trial periods. But anyways, we decided to go with the Riverside because the interface, it was better. Also, the setup was better. And it just feels more intuitive for us. So we don't have to, you know, really put a lot of time and effort to understand how the program is working, how to set up the video, how to set up the mics. And with the other two, to be honest, we had to put a little bit of fresh pressure in order to get how the platform works. So that is why
it was very intuitive, exactly.
Mm-hmm. For us, the best option is just the Riverside, and we've been sticking with this since our first episode.
And we're using not the free version anymore, right? But we're paying for that. I think roughly 19 euros per month right now, Riverside FM. And again, all of the links are going to be in the show notes.
Yep. And pretty much going to the link topic from the Riverside, we are using the website Spotify for Podcasters. And mm-hmm. this is the platform where we put our first, like our initial episode, which will be later distributed to the Apple Podcast, for example. Or if you would love to use Amazon Podcast, they also have an opportunity to put it in there. So pretty much this is our main platform that we can distribute our episodes to the next platforms.
Yes, absolutely. And like mm-hmm. quite concretely, how the workflow looks like is we're filming right now in Riverside FM. And mm-hmm. after that, we have like this whole page of recordings, and it records both the video as well as the audio and also on separate tracks. So you could, in theory, you could edit all of the tracks separately. And which is really mm-hmm. nice with Riverside is you have this automated transcriptions from your speech, and you mm-hmm. can basically edit based on your transcription. So if you say, oh, this sentence was not well structured, I want to take it out, you could just do this in the script, in the transcript, and it immediately cuts the audio accordingly as well as the video, which is really, really nice. And mm-hmm. then usually we do basically have separate versions for the video versus the audio. And we try with our podcast to be very, very concise and also edit maybe a little bit more out rather than not. Mm-hmm. To have in the end a really nice audio version that you can easily listen to in the car, in the train as well, right? Whereas with mm-hmm. the video that we publish on YouTube, I think we're a little bit more tolerant of what gets to stay in there, especially like if we have some funny moments, we definitely leave them in and so on. So we have separate versions for that. Mm-hmm. And what we then use in the basically locally, we use GarageBand from Apple to mix mm-hmm. that together with our intro-outro jingle, which we have from Pixabay, again, a license-free website where you can find like the audio, and we mix mm-hmm. that together in GarageBand.
Yes. So, and pretty much the kind of the last, I would say, words regarding the maybe software is that we put our recordings as a voice recordings to the, I guess, to the Spotify and Apple, and that we put our videos to the YouTube.
Exactly. And we've kind of made a learning that we now try to basically, on the same day that we publish the podcast, we also mm-hmm. try to publish a post on LinkedIn, because in the world of podcasts, it's very important to have quite some engagement in the early days when you publish mm-hmm. a new episode. So for example, on the first day, within the first week, it's really, really important of getting some engagement on the episode, because otherwise, platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, they won't push it if there's mm-hmm. like little engagement only in the first time after you publish an episode. So that's why we now do this all on the same day. And the mm-hmm. marketing part is, I think, in the end, also with podcasts, quite important. And yeah, so that's why we already mentioned we are mainly using LinkedIn for that. But we also, for example, we build up a very small website on Cart. So Cart with double R, which is also a free AI supported website. It's really, really nice just to have this full package without spending too much efforts on actually ourselves building a website.
Yes. Yeah. So pretty much you just like tracking our episodes in there. So maybe it's time to go a little bit through the hardware equipment because we had kind of a little bit of situations in there.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So yeah. Maybe I can right now step into the conversation about that. So pretty much, if you will go ahead and check out our first episode that you would definitely see that the voice were not that nice because we're not had mics at the very first time, at the very first episode. Pretty much we're using AirPods, and Yasmin, you were using AirPods Max.
Yes, exactly.
And that we kind of decided, okay, let's do something more professional because it is, I guess, we really care about our listeners and the quality of the voices. And that is why we decided to go with the professional mics. And the, do you want to say something?
Yes. Sorry, you saw it in my face. I just remember, like, when you're sitting in the car and when I drive to the office like 2 times a week, I'm always listening to podcasts and I immediately skip every podcast that hasn't a nice audio quality. Like, I'm guilty for that. And I think just having this perspective as a listener myself and then putting out a podcast which is like not fitting that own standards, I think you can't do that. So immediately after the first episode, it was clear that we have to upgrade our mic setup, and we put in some research.
Yeah. And then we decided to go with the professional one, and the brand name is, I guess...
I think it's Rode.
Rode, okay. Mm-hmm. And what had happened is we are using, as a second point of our hardware, MacBooks. And we are having different processes. I'm still on Intel, and I guess, Yasmin, you are on...
M1.
On M1, yes. And pretty much what we had as a situation is that we both have MacBooks and we both have the same mics. But for Yasmin, it was working from the initial point. And for me, I had to put 7 hours to understand what is happening with my mic and why it is not connected to my Mac. Yes.
And what brand new mic and it's not working with a not that old MacBook. And we're like,
yes,
we just bought this for like almost 200 euros, a microphone. Like, it's the Rode NT USB Plus, which is an awesome mic, but they seem to have troubles with the like latest macOS versions.
Yeah. So pretty much it was not compatible.
How did you fix it?
Well, I kind of did a little bit of risks because what they promised on their website is that this issue will be fixed with the new update on Mac. And they said that with the new update, which has to be in 2 days, this issue must be solved. Pretty much, I had two options. I had to wait for a new update, or I had to kind of risk a little bit and have a beta version. So this is something that I did. I had a beta version because they were quite late with their update, and it started working. Thanks God.
Yes. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you can see that we're still wearing headsets or AirPods or any kind of earplugs work, right? And this is not for catching the audio, so we don't use them as a mic. But since Kate and me were doing this together, I want to hear what Kate says without the sound coming from my MacBook directly. There's, of course, something like an echo remover in Riverside, but honestly, I don't trust it because they do tend to remove some of the quality from the audio from the mics. So that's why we're basically hearing each other on the headset and having for the audio part the actual microphones.
Mm-hmm. And also what we are using as a fourth, I would say, type is the ring lights. You know, it's very important to have nice light. So just to have natural light, sometimes it is not enough. And that is why we're like, Yasmin and I, we're having those ring lights in front of our kind of faces. So sometimes it's pretty important if you are doing the shorts or the teasers, or it is just dark in the room. So we put a little bit of effort in this as well.
Yeah, I would say, especially for the audio part, right? This is completely optional. But if you want to put out videos as well, it does just help to have this more professional look and feel. There's a lot that you can do with the lighting. Now, we've shared a lot, like coming from our story of why we're actually doing this podcast, how we got to title branding and so on. What is the whole lot of software that we're using? And we're using a lot. I just looked it up again. It's so much. And then just covering also a bit the equipment, the hardware equipment side. So to wrap this up nicely, so we would like to share some quick pieces of advice for doing your podcast, maybe also for doing your first episode. And let's just have this as a nice wrapper and a gift to you. And again, have a great holiday season already. And yeah, let's end this then with this like quick pieces of advice. And Kate, you begin.
Yep. Yeah, I would say when I was reflecting on that, I was thinking about kind of the first question. Why are you doing that? And this is the motivation that we've been through. How you're going to do this. And this is kind of our second part that we've covered today is that podcast, how it is going to be like on the technical side, mics, hardware, software, so on and so forth. And the third part is what? So pretty much is it the contents. So I was thinking about this part. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Then I jump in. I have a little bit more concrete advice for the first episode specifically. Plan in enough time because there will be things that go wrong. 100% things will go wrong and that is okay. But just plan enough time so don't put yourself under additional stress by just having 45 minutes max to actually record a podcast episode. On the other hand, then also really don't stress yourself if things go wrong, because there's a lot that you can do in post-production. When I was invited as a guest to the podcast from the guys from BIODI, and shout outs to you because you're doing great work there, I was like, oh my God, the raw version, I sound so bad and everyone else sounds so good in the podcast. And I was like, oh, almost really a bit like more criticizing myself. And then also the people from BIODI said, Yasmin, don't stress yourself. Everyone sounds like that immediately coming out from the raw version. And then there's a lot of you can do in the post-production. You can do great edits to be more concise and so on. And there's quality enhancers from the audio side if you feel like your hardware equipment is not that great yet. So don't stress out. There's a lot you can do in order to come to a nice quality. And in the end, again, you have to market yourselves on other channels than just Spotify or Apple Podcasts, because nobody's going to find your episodes there just like out of the box. You have to market yourselves on Instagram, on TikTok, on LinkedIn. So do that as well. And yeah, to wrap this up, what we would like to share is the number of followers and clicks we do have on YouTube already. It's not massive, but we're consistently growing. And if you want to help us there, go visit our page. Right now we have 16 subscribers and 173 views on all of the videos and episodes combined. And yeah, we're tracking these numbers, of course, and hope to grow.
Last words from my side, maybe for today's episode, is that personally me, I'm very happy with every single subscriber that we have, with every single comment that we have under our videos. It's really benefiting. It's so nice feeling. And that is why pretty much every single day, I guess, maybe, I don't know if you're Yasmin doing that or not, but I'm doing that. I'm checking every night, what do we have in there? How we're doing? So I guess this is a very nice part of this.
Love it. Okay. And yeah, with that, I hope you enjoyed this special kind of episode as well. Next time, so we're going to be again back in the data science realm. But for now, we wish you very, very nice holidays. And we hope that you are able to celebrate that with your loved ones, with family, with friends. Stay healthy.
Yep. See you in 2024. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This was Diaries of a Data Scientist by Yasmin and Kate. And if you enjoyed the episode, remember to check out our YouTube channel and our LinkedIn pages for more engaging content from the data science world. Thank you for today, and seeing you in the comments.